This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Listening to KPFT Houston 90.1 FM.
Someone who you must love me. As I question my second guessing, the blessings of birth and verses when I know for certain I ain't have to be here. Have been in at birth, what am I worth? Going to church, looking for God, but hurts wouldn't let me search. Father, forgive me for turning my back, turning the crack, turning my stacks like I guess I didn't need you for that. Spiritual warfare, yes, I believe in holy war, cause half the time I'm fighting, I don't know who I'm fighting for. I know your name, Jesus, Elohim El Shaddai, spoke your name in the fetus, cause even in the fetus, demons was trying to give reason for daddy to leave us in. Mama to abort the child for the struggle, ain't her alive. I can't say life is easy, but believe me, knowing I got a friend that'll never forsake me, make it worth breathing. Suicide made it tempting for leaving, but you your purpose, reverse the cursing, and be considered is a good enough reason.
I'll ask you again.
The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the October 14th edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
The other white meat.
So you sufficiently recovered from...
Enthronement.
Enthronement.
Or, as it's also known, entombment.
Yeah.
This is where we get rid of the old emperor and empress of ICOH, and at the end of the evening, ring in the brand new ones.
Yeah, I could say entombment, because the people who I saw Saturday morning all look like The Walking Dead.
I heard there was a fabulous breakfast put on by the Big Men's Club.
Yes.
The last time I talked to you, you were kind of, oh, I think we're going to do this. I don't know. I have to talk to people. And so...
Yeah, we walked in with a spread and a half.
They were really impressed, the last one.
I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
Although my muffins didn't come out the way I wanted them to.
Oh. But they were impressed with them.
Oh, please. Someone wants us to open the door, but do not. Do not open the door.
Why, is it rainbow? Well, this is...
Oh, hell, he has Paul with him.
No
He's
way.
Got a hostage.
Okay.
Damn.
The coming out day was this week.
My 11th birthday, I believe.
October 11th. There we go. And Big Roy gave me a call earlier this evening to tell me that in today's Sunday's edition of the Chronicle, there is a huge article about coming out and why you should. So, we've been talking about coming out on this show for 19 years, and I don't know what else I can say about it. He's looking at the cover of the CD that I played first.
Thank God I left my glasses at home.
Yeah, the artist is a guy named Pappy. His last name is McFay, F-A-E. And it's actually harp music. Yes, he's a radical fairy, and yes, those are his own compositions for the most part, but I did play one that's a Neil Diamond song, but it's sung by a queer man's perspective. It's Solitary Man.
Wasn't the original sung by a queer man?
Ooh, ouch.
Just his outfits were, huh?
Yeah, just yeah.
Jump okay. Suits are so 70s.
Oh, God, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, goody, you escaped Rainbow.
Not really.
Well, I saw he was out front with you, Paul, and I said, Rainbow's taken a hostage, so we have to let him in.
Yes, our intrepid photographer's here. The second song is from a local artist, Miss Money, and that was track number 7.
Best Friend.
Best Friend.
This is going to be a fun night. I left my glasses at home.
Oh, boy. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to, we're going to trade off glasses here. Anyway.
I'll just feel my way around.
You're so good at that, I hear.
Yeah.
Mm. Well.
Oh, God.
I guess those aren't the ones.
You got to leave it alone, honey. You're going blind.
Ooh.
Hey, like I said, my mom made a comment the one time I came home. I said one eye was worse than the other. She said, switch hands for a while.
Ooh. Yes.
That's the loving family I come from.
Love it, love it. Exposure. You were invited to attend the premier art show of Houston's own Andrew Fairchild. Wow, get her. October the 21st, 7 to 10, location 666 Lester Street. Houston, Texas, 77007, so that's kind of got to be close to here.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks and horse ovaries will be served.
Ovaries?
Horse ovaries.
Horse the ovaries.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Wow.
Crap here.
Horse at the horse.
Where's this from? What's this about, Paul?
It's another artist that I met in the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to make sure that he gets the proper exposure.
Well, of course, and he can get it here. Andrew, right?
Yes.
A-N-D-R-U-E, Fairchild.
Well, whip out that camera and see how much exposure he gave.
Ooh.
Remember, the amount of exposure you give is the amount of exposure we're willing to give.
That's all right. Visit the website.
The website.
Not because he's talking about his... That was a shameless plug, Jimmy, for his own website. Jimmy... The little yellow bus just pulled up. He's calling for you.
Yes. And that website would be, Chris?
Seaowl.net.
Very good.
See a hooter, click a hooter.
I thought I was going to put him on. Yeah, but he knew it. Damn it. Seaowl, S-E-E-O-W-L, Seaowl.net.
Yes.
And you can see pictures of the crew of After Hours along with other fine specimens of the cafe crowd and club crowd.
Yeah, the half-naked pictures are from South Beach and Rich's, not from After Hours.
No, those are the full-naked pictures. No,
he doesn't put any of those up.
Well, I have to be somewhat reserved.
With Paul, with you, we always have reservations.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you, you were there at the Misfits Ball.
Yes.
You know what was going on upstairs.
I got a couple of shots from downstairs.
Well, your cohort, Dalton DeHart, was upstairs taking shots.
Oh, it's a poor man.
Yes, and I want to see those.
Well, his websites are password protected to get into the photo, so you just got to ask him what the password is.
Because
all the photos he did at Convergence.
Oh, really?
Has a password on it.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
But I got to know.
Well, I had to blur a couple of strategic exposures.
Ooh.
Even from down below.
I see. Can we get the originals?
Mm. Hey, I'm still waiting for these pictures from 6 or 7 years ago that he took of a model who didn't have the proper ID. He said, oh, I'll bring you the picture since I can't put them on the website.
He had to destroy those, I think.
Yes, I have found that some of them actually lied to me.
Imagine that.
Oh, I know.
Imagine that.
So terrible.
I know. Oh, well.
Well, you know, my nickname is Accomplice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well.
That's why I have a torch.
Some of the things going on out and about in this...
we're wasting time because somebody got food poisoning, so we're only having half of our people here tonight.
Oh.
Diane Rose of the Diane Rose Show is... too much fish. She ate too much fish. We'll just put it that way.
I have no comment for this. None.
She's out there having a technicolor yawn, so not joining us.
Okay.
Any other more euphemisms you want me to use?
What?
I know, it's so infrequently the euphemism.
Anyway, going on later today, which would be Sunday night. Sunday, October the 15th, at 7 o'clock at the Brazos River Bottom. Apollo 4, Mark Cohen, and Gemini First, Chanel Cartier, proudly present the Dowager's Delight. That is the first official...
You said Gemini First. She's Gemini 4, Apollo 1.
Apollo 4, Gemini 1.
The other empresses were not Gemini?
The other empresses didn't complete their...
Reign. Oh, okay.
For one reason or the other. One died, one quit... And,
so you only get the title once you put in the time.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Just trying to understand.
When you put in the time and you have been, it's a thing with the past monarchs that they vote you in as getting that number. That means you've completed the reign, successfully.
Okay.
And if they feel that you've just been, half-assing it, you don't get the number.
Oh, okay. The more you know.
So all of the emperors so far have come through, and one of the empresses.
But if it's the past empresses that vote for the current empress, who voted? This is the type of investigative journalism you only usually see on Channel 13.
People who have been emperors and empresses in other organizations.
Okay.
Yes. There'll
be a pop quiz at the end of the show.
They get to keep those titles with
Speaking
them.
Speaking of pop.
See, because an emperor and empress title is with you forever. Emperor and empress of Imperial Court of Houston is actually the co-presidents for the year.
And then every year they get together and they give out awards. And most likely to run off and join the circus is Miss Jimmy Carper.
I don't even know what that means. I mean, it's been there every year and... I've always had a problem trying to nominate someone for that position, because what does that mean?
Well, apparently they nominated you.
So should I do it?
Would you prefer you got Judy's title?
Bitch of the Year?
Yeah.
No.
I love it.
She got that award proudly.
Yes, proudly. And she had the pin to prove it. Yeah. It said bitch in rhinestones.
But the key thing is you get a plaque and you get a little gift. Like, he got a bag of animal crackers. Judy got a bottle of My Doll.
Yes. Could have been worse. Somebody got tampons.
But no, I didn't mention that last week, so I had to mention it while you were here, too.
Ah, okay.
What good's embarrassing you if you're not here to be embarrassed?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, this is the first official fundraiser of the new season, and it's put on by the past Monarchs. So that's going to be happening tonight at the BRB at 7 p.m. Then, let's see.
Yeah, because I didn't do any of that last week.
Did you know that Dennis Watson is the only person in Houston who has held the title of Daddy of Montrose and Mother of Montrose?
So is he going to go in and get shaved so he can go for Boy of Montrose?
No, he can't make that one. But it's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, isn't that nice? And supposedly, ICOH is doing a breakfast at Mary's, but I don't know if there's... Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. Anyway.
Hold on.
Stop by Mary's at 10 o'clock and find out.
Louie?
Then AM, that is. AM.
Daddy Rose hasn't mentioned it yet.
Okay. Okay, and of course, the new Monarchs will be here next Saturday night for the... KPFT, or After Hours Quickie, Evening with the Royals. And you've got some stuff.
I got lots of them.
I'll bet you do. Stop.
There was something on it.
I
don't know what it was. It looked like cigarette tobacco, but I don't know why there'd be any sort of tobacco affiliated with anything of yours.
Actually, I haven't touched that since you brought it back last week.
Oh, that's right. I dropped it on the floor out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I keep dropping your box.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
CDs were everywhere.
Well, that's normal for whenever I take over. You come back and go, where the hell is everything?
Yeah, I know.
Actually, wasn't that my fault?
No, that was last week. Several weeks ago was your fault. A couple of days ago, I just didn't grab hold of Jimmy's box hard enough when I was yanking it, and it just fell out of my hand and went everywhere. On Thursday, October 19th,
how can I comment on that? You ain't right, you know it? You ain't right.
Your Honor, I'd like to present evidence number one for the prosecution.
Ta-da. When does he get naked?
I'm leaving
That's next
the room
week.
Now. That's next week, Earl. Fairy camp.
Next week is fairy camp?
Well, they're having something like fairy camp.
What is it exactly?
The weather
Well, it's a pagan festival, but the fairies are invited.
The air may be cooler out there, but it's fouler.
Well, we've got these doors closed.
Okay.
Yes, we're having a little problem with the sewage here.
You know, that's what it was. That's why Diane didn't show up. She had a sense that we needed a lesbian here with power tools. And
she wasn't going to do it.
Yeah. On Thursday, October 19th, the Houston Pride Band proudly presents Spooked on Classics. Tricks, Treats, Ghouls, and Goblins, a great program of music that makes Halloween such an exciting time of year. On the program are such classes as Dance Macabre, Little Shop of Horrors, October, Abracadabra, as well as seasonal favorites like the music from the motion picture Psycho and Harry Potter. That's right, March. Gotta get the passport for March. Harry Potter on stage.
Gotcha.
Showing his magic wand.
Ooh. I've heard about that. No, he's not kidding.
No, yeah, it's in Equus.
Yeah, the guy who played Harry is now doing the stage play of Equus, which is, there's nudity and...
Over in London.
Yes. He's nude on stage quite a bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he wear glasses?
No, but you will if you go there.
See those little spy glasses
yeah.
with the camera in it?
Yeah, there you go.
The concert. Back to where we started from. For some reason... Yeah.
Yes?
I guess to alert the FBI, you know. Suddenly I got distracted with the thought of a naked 17-year-old boy on a horse.
Mm. Didn't we get tickets for that?
Yeah, they're somewhere at your house, though.
I doubt it.
Take a page with
I stuck it in your box. I put the mail in your box.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, you said your big box has gotten jumbled a lot.
Haven't we been down that road already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a page.
But see, it's not so often someone goes down with you, so we wanted to make sure I kept you up.
So you think.
Well, it has been a while since your last soiree.
So you think.
Oh, my God. No wonder it's turning cold outside. Hell has frozen over.
Yeah,
Carp. News. Jimmy Carper got it twice in 1 month. The Pride Band's doing something.
Yeah, are they really?
What the hell I say? It's on October 19th at 7:30 p.m. If you think any of the stuff we talked about on the side is happening there, you're screwed.
Really?
It's going to be at RMCC Church.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely you won't be seeing that one.
No.
That's the corner of 11th and TC Jester. Tickets are $10. For more information, call 832-265-3346 or go to HoustonPrideBand.org. Remember, if you can beat it, bang it, blow it.
You belong in a band.
Surprised I remember that line, huh?
You're older than you told me.
No, I just heard you saying it so often. This coming from the man who is as old as my father.
Thank you for that.
How young are you?
Hmm?
How young are you?
Honey, he's already tripped over the Heinz 57 sauce.
I'm almost there.
I'll be 59 in January.
Oh, yeah, a young one like
that. Oh, so actually, you are a little younger than my dad. He just turned 59.
Oh, shut up.
Those were good years, too, weren't they?
Damn good years.
That's right. We changed the world.
That's right. You'll never have as many as I had, no matter how long you live.
If you didn't,
I lived through the 70s.
If you didn't live through the 60s, you didn't live.
Oh, yeah, he was doing bulk before it was before Sam's Club came along.
I was the originator of bulk mail.
You were alive when Janis Joplin was alive.
Yes, I was.
There you go.
That's use that line of stack them deep and sell them cheap.
Are you finished?
Only the FCC knows.
You have something for... and they're telling. Okay. Houston Women's Festival.
Houston Women's Festival, Saturday, October 21st.
Yes.
Somebody from TV is going to be there announcing a CD. It's from 11:30 to 10 p.m. at Jones Plaza at 601 Louisiana.
Yes, it is.
In Houston's downtown 3 Alto District.
Okay.
15 at the door, 12 in advance. Children 10 to 18 are 10 at the door. Children under 10 are free, so you've got a reason to crawl around on your knees. Go to hwfestival.org for more information. That's that. I don't know if I had it. Is it the Gallo show?
I'm going to talk about the Gallo show. Oh. That was last night.
Oh. That would help if I was taking it. Let me see one quick if I had anything else on this one. No, I've already talked about this stuff. Okay.
Okay. Can we clear the room, please?
Please. He's serious.
Yeah.
If he's asking, he's serious.
Thank you.
And pull the door shut, because so there's no out noise. And post a card.
Because last night there was the show at EJ's put on by Gallo, and I thought that was really, really sweet of them. They sold food. And had a show at 9 o'clock and asked ICOH, the new empress, actually, Ginger Vitus, if she would MC the show and to bring as many entertainers as she could. They had, Gallo provided two or three entertainers, I think, and the rest were provided by ICOH. And a large part of it... part of it was from a family in our community known as the Capri family. Valentino Capri performed, as well as Phelan Capri. And these are a bunch of people who are a family to each other. And so they have adopted the last name of Capri, and they adopt people into their family every now and then. These are some of the core members. Artrell, China Bonet, and Phelan Capri are some of the some of the people there, along with Valentino. And they all had a wonderful time. It was a great, great show. Afterwards, Phelan and China and Artrell decided that they were going to go off and party somewhere else, and they were traveling down the freeway, and they were hit head-on. You may have heard about it on the news because it was a hit-and-run. And the car rolled over, the SUV they were in rolled over three times. Phelan is in the hospital now with head injuries and will require an operation. She's had two fingers amputated. Artrell is, I believe, in Bentop. He has a broken leg and his big toe has been amputated. But China Bonet Capri was killed in this accident. I particularly, we talk about doing memorials on the show all the time, but I mean, this just happened last night, and I was with them just probably an hour before it happened, at the end of the show. Everyone was having the time of their life. That's all I can say. And now we are left to pick up the pieces of our Capri family and go on. The Capri family being an integral part of ICOH, and of course, ICOH is not the only family that the Capris have. They're known far and wide in many communities. So, as we do on After Hours, I have some music. And this is one of my favorites from a queer artist out of Dallas, Mark Allen Smith. And hit the button, Chris.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart be lonely? For heaven, yes, heaven is my home. For Jesus is my portion and a constant friend. It is I, is on that little bitty sparrow. Then I know he watches me. It is I, is then I know he watches me. So I sing,
I sing,
because I'm happy.
Yes, I'm happy.
And I sing,
I sing,
because I'm free. Yeah. It is I. And I know he watches me. So I sing.
sing because
I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
And I sing because.
Watching over me.
Triple shot dedication from Jimmy. That was started all off with Mark Allen Smith, Eye of the Sparrow, followed with Sylvester, Take Me to Heaven, and then Jimmy Somerville, Someday We Will Be Together. And that's for the Capri family. Are you ready, Gigi? All right, well, let's turn your mic.
Hello.
Hello. We're bringing Gigi in early because Diane Rose of the Diane Rose Show is not. Jeez! Guess what I'm going to do with that newspaper, Rainbow?
He's going to go first.
Oh, yeah, but no, he's unfolding that newspaper into the microphone.
Sorry, you don't smack gum. And you don't unroll a newspaper?
Anyway.
That was so loud there, you know, I was going to 2107 yet with you.
Did you realize it's that loud?
Oh, yeah. I heard it. I'm on the headphones.
Oh, I need my ears on.
Yes. Oh, yes.
No.
Anyway, Rainbow's here, and he wanted to jump in with a little...
Well, I'm a radical fairy like you are.
Yeah.
And everything. And sometimes I'm radical... out on the road.
Yeah.
Not just at a fairy campground or anything like that. And I must be really radical because there's this one home builder CEO that just got into my skin, I guess you'd say, or under my skin. Because I take down his bandit signs, you know, those are illegal. This week is going to be the anniversary. The Highway Beautification Act, October 22nd, 1964, is when Johnson, with Lady Bird Johnson by his side, you know, President Johnson and Lady Bird, he signed this Highway Beautification Act, and that's the basis for all your little laws about signs and everything. And we do have laws in the state and in the city and in the country about signs along our roadways. And I take them down. I'm one of very many that take them down. I'm not just the only one.
Yeah.
But it seems like I'm the as Mr. John Spear of Royce Holmes thinks. Well, I'll just read you what the story said. It comes from the 1960 Sun up there in the Northwest Houston area.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, about me being a volunteer, he calls me a high-profile gay activist.
Uh-huh.
And this is what he said. I am not sure if I would be wanting to sign up with Rainbow the Clown. That guy has his own agenda with bandit signs, Spear said. I'm not sure I would want my kids around that kind of guy. Now, what does that sound to you? I am not that kind of clown that he sort of describes. I've been a clown for about 25 years, consistently, you know. And I worked with Eastern Onion for 14 years. And when I entertain, I took my rainbow van everywhere I went. I parked it probably near or in front of the homes. They all knew I was gay when I walked in, or they knew I was gay when I left. And so this Spear guy is something else. Well, this week, if you get your Houston Press, you can read a little bit about it in the Houston area. And I'm in the storyline of, what would you call it? I'm under Hairballs, H-A-I-R-B-A-L-S, in the Houston Press. And in response to that little comment about what Spear made, the writer for the Houston Press said this, and I like this quote. Snap, girlfriend. Way to make the gay clown equals pedophile connection. The guy is too much. Well, I keep taking down his signs and everything. He says it's, I forget how he described it. It was taken out of context, but it was not taken out of context. Because the reporter up at the Sun, he tapes everything.
Yeah.
That he, when he does an interview, he tapes everything. So I'm still taking down signs. If you put them up in the right of ways, I'd take them down. You put them up wherever. Yeah. You know what? They're having this graffiti thing. Well, you know what? That's kind of like graffiti.
Yeah.
You know, well, these signs that these guys put up, it's, I call it white collar graffiti. Because it's a white collar crime, and yet your Bob Perryites, you know, the guy that likes to legislate our lifestyles by giving contributions to people that are politicians to outlaw our lifestyle. Well, he puts up signs along the roadways, and they're illegal. He can't even abide by the laws that affect him. So,
yeah,
I'm still out there. I'm fighting. We're going to get this city cleaned up. And I'm going to turn. Oh yeah, don't make noises in here. You do not smack gum. You do not roll paper. You do not.
Just keep it up, Rainbow. I'm going to go 2107 on you.
I didn't do it. He did.
You keep bringing it up. I'll still go 2107 on you.
What is 2107? I know what 2106 is.
2107 is when you insert something into another person. That's still illegal. That's the other sexual perversion.
Yeah. I have no perversions.
Okay. So, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Let's go into other radical fairy stuff, I guess.
Yes.
What's going on?
Basically, we're going to have the Radical Fairies come to ESA for this fall. We decided not to do the Radical Fairy Gathering in November because it gets a little chilly. And it didn't look like we were going to get a big turnout anyway. So we're going to have...
Because it was supposed to be election time. You want to get back in time to vote.
Yeah. So we're going to have Radical Fairies come join us this next weekend at ESA.
And where is ESA?
ESA is located in Red Rock, Texas. And if you want to learn more about ESA, it's Earth Spirit Alliance. And they have a website, earthspiritalliance.org.
Right.
So, but basically, it's a big pagan festival. And we have all kinds of good fun out in the woods.
That's right, we do. And it's about 10 miles south of Bastrop, right?
Yeah,
that's
about 20.
About 20 miles?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is beautiful out there.
Oh, yeah.
Ground, it's not like dirt. It's like a sandy, Yeah, I mean, you can sleep on it, and there's no problem.
It's like a big old sandbox.
it's not that kind of way either. It's just sandy, but, not like a sandbox. That's too gritty.
Right. I mean, like, you know how you play in the sand and that soft, beachy.
And very wooded. It's very wooded, but yet there are trails. Distinct trails.
Yeah.
And you keep them swept up so that people can walk down them and everything. Yeah. And we decorate them with fairy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beautiful out there. People, I love it.
Oh, me too.
And tell them, we have all the facilities, except electricity to speak of.
Yeah.
I mean, we have
hot and cold showers.
Hot showers. It's amazing how they do it, but it is hot showers. You use campfire water that has pipe. The campfire is near the pipes that warm the water.
Yeah. Well, there's a grid in the campfire that we run the cold water through, and it warms up the tank. And
it's just amazing. You wake up in the morning and just take a hot shower, and all nature's around you. It's just great. No soap scum on the walls, because there's no walls out there.
I know what it is.
And then we eat good. You never go hungry out there.
I don't know.
Matt and Gigi has something to do with it.
I mean, someone knows how to cook. It's not microwave.
No electricity.
No electricity.
Other what's in batteries that you bring with you.
Yep.
What they in those tiki lamps and those, what you call those, lanterns?
The tea candle lanterns.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is the drumming.
Oh, yes.
The drum music.
The drumming. And
it's, you hear it through the woods and stuff like that. It's just like another world.
Yeah.
I think you said that we're going to have what do you call that thing we went, the hut?
No, the sweat lodge.
Sweat lodge. I had my first sweat lodge last spring. Okay. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's about 2 hours?
From here, probably close, roughly a three-hour drive.
No, I mean the sweat lodge is about
hour and a half. I've done them where they go about 2 hours. And probably we took breaks during that ceremony.
There's so much symbolism history, Indian history and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right. We're talking about the four...
the four directions.
The four directions.
Mm-hmm. The symbolic meaning of each one. Got color for each direction, an animal that said to represent each direction, and various attributes.
Mm-hmm.
Honoring the feminine principle, the masculine principle.
And the sweat lodge is based loosely on American Indian traditions.
Right. Yeah. So, and it's not like your sauna at the baths. I'm sorry. If you've ever experienced that, guys.
Right. I conduct one of these ceremonies, I always make the point to say that what I'm doing is not in of itself a traditional native ceremony that's been passed down for a thousand years or something. Something's inspired by traditions, what I've been taught, what spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Tells me to do a lot of just something happens. Say, I like that. Let's keep doing that.
I mean, you can watch these Indian movies and stuff like that, and here you have a chance to participate in something very similar to that. It's really neat.
And, with the fairy tradition, we incorporate a lot of different pagan elements and and non-traditional religious and spiritual elements into the fairy gatherings.
Yeah, Native American tradition is definitely...
Well, it's not Christian, as we don't think of Christianity.
And then with this idea of the ESA, it's a family-type thing, so it's not just... This weekend is not just the fairies that are going.
Right.
It's everybody. So,
well, it's a pagan gathering.
It's a pagan gathering. So, and it's not just gay.
Nah.
It's just for everybody. So, I mean, your listening audience would probably want to...
Yeah.
I mean, if not everybody that listens to After Hours is gay, and here's a chance that you can meet gay people, straight
people.
Yeah,
but those are all prisoners.
And we love backwater preachers.
Okay. The rest are Republicans who are awaiting trial.
No.
Oh, my.
If you want to turn a page, come.
I'm going to step in real quick. Remember that... KPFT and the Pacifica Foundation is democratized radio, and to give you an opportunity to hear who is running to be a part of your listener station board, KPFT wants to let you know about one of the particular candidates for that office.
Here at KPFT, your vote matters most. Now here's a word from one of our candidates.
Hi, I'm Bob Sanborn, or Dr. Bob, as many of you know me. Yes, I'm running for the board here at KPFT. Why? Because service is something I care about dearly, and I care about non-commercial radio. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a longtime activist and advocate for children and education here in Houston. Currently, I'm the CEO of Children at Risk, a nonprofit advocacy group. Previously, I spent many years at Rice University as the Associate Dean for Student Affairs. And also, previously, I served as the Dean of Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts. I grew up in Puerto Rico, but Houston is my home and where I make a difference. I hope that you will help me make a difference and vote in the KPFT elections. I'm Bob Sanborn, and thank you for your support. Peace.
This is 90.1 KPFT, Houston.
And this is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener sponsor, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Back now to Gigi and the gang.
Yes. Well, tonight we're going to be going many different places.
Oh, we do, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Let's all get buckled up now. It's going to be a bumpy ride here.
Well, last time we started, you know, I did mention that I had done a show on foreskin restoration and circumcision long ago. And I thought, well, might be time to kind of do another one on that topic. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about circumcision and some of the roots of circumcision, at least in this country, and go over a few things about, for guys that want to restore their foreskin, how to do it, and, you know, some of the different options you have. To begin with, you know, I would like to first talk a little bit about what circumcision is, and that's where they take the foreskin and remove it from the penis and through a surgical procedure. And it's been done for thousands of years in this country, and in a lot of countries it was used as a form of, I don't know how to put it exactly, it was primarily used to keep boys from playing with themselves.
To like, that would stop me.
It didn't stop me.
But, and in this country, it was often used as a way to...
Easy this week, do that.
Do it too much, you'll need glasses, which says something about all four of us sitting in this room right now.
I have no hair on my palm.
We wore it all off.
Oh, my.
Where are we going with this? Okay, teach us.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give you the stick now, okay?
Often, in Victorian era, it was used as a masturbation cure.
Yeah, right.
And there are some very bizarre things I did in the Victorian era. In the later half of the 19th century, masturbation became the object of perverse attention. This hysteria was fueled by moralistic evangelists who credited masturbation with cursing everything from epilepsy to mental retardation.
Oh, my God.
Some doctors claim that losing an ounce of semen through masturbation was more devastating than losing a pint of blood. Hoping to eliminate this scourge of young manhood, parents subjected their offspring to barbaric cures, including castration, straitjacket pajamas, where the boy's arms were tightly laced into heavy sleeves that were then tied around the back of his body.
So what are you playing with there?
I kind of wonder where the BDSM people get some of their ideas.
Guess this. They also had erection alarms.
I used to get those once in a while.
Well, with this, when an erection occurred, a loud electronic alarm was sounded to alert the parents who would arrive at his bedside in time to save him from abusing himself.
Oh, I got one of those. I call it Robin when she slaps me. Anyway.
And then enemas.
Okay.
God. Some doctors prescribe daily ice water enemas, reasoning that a buildup of unhealthy germs in the bowel exacerbated masturbatory urges.
You've got to be.
Good grief.
Anyway, to kind of jump around a little bit on this, we're going to move to this country and
oh, that was just the Victorian era, you chunk.
Yeah.
Things have changed since then, huh?
Well, not much.
all that repressed sexuality, yet it was normal to have very big families.
Now we're going to get to the Dr. Spock.
My grandmother was born something like 1895, 1900. She was in the middle of 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the same thing with my mom's. Got 8 brothers and sisters.
Well, a lot of people don't realize this little fact about circumcision. And basically, there's a little article in this book called A Breakfast for Chaste Children. Many Victorian physicians theorized that good nutrition was the key to avoiding masturbatory tendencies. Special diets which avoided hot, spicy, or stimulating foods were often prescribed. John Harvey Kellogg, a concerned physician and health food pioneer, sought to create a special food that would inhibit sexual proclivities in growing bodies. After several months of experimentation, he finally introduced this food at his sanitarium in Battle Creek, Michigan. These anti-masturbation foods were none other than Kellogg's breakfast cereals.
Didn't work for me either.
Yeah, I've been eating this stuff all the time and ain't done a dang thing.
Somewhere I heard that's how graham crackers got started.
It's not that any of these things actually worked. They were just used to try to curb this.
And why would they want to curb such an activity? I don't understand.
I can't get to that either.
I wouldn't know about that, but of course, in modern medicine, it's often argued that by circumcising a male, helps cut down on penile cancer. And
is that true?
No.
You didn't?
Actually, basically what they found is penile cancer will occur with the same frequency in circumcised males or uncircumcised males. What the real key to preventing cancer is good hygiene.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want any cottage cheese down there now.
Don't be so descriptive.
He said it, I didn't.
But circumcision isn't as safe as, and this is the other weird statistic, is that a lot can go wrong during circumcision, and often does.
Oh, God.
Just the whole thing with the John Jones case. It was a case where John was had an identical twin brother. The mother took them in for circumcision. Well, in John's case, they were using an electrical device that cauterized the skin, and something malfunctioned with the device, and it burned his entire penis off.
Oh, no.
So they
that was
did sexual reassignment.
That was masturbation right there.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that case.
They did sexual reassignment surgery and turned John into Joan.
Oh, my.
Without man. Telling him. And told the parents to raise this boy as a girl. And there's it was Dr. Money that led the whole thing, and he never did much follow up. And years later, it came to light that everything he assumed about the case, and he did assume that it was a huge success. Everything they assumed was successful turned out to be an utter failure.
So how long ago was this? When do you know the date on that?
For
that?
Do you have any idea? 1960s.
1960s?
Yeah, because the guy is like up in his late 30s or 40s.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. No, I think he committed suicide. Well, I can't remember now.
I know he That's changed. I know he went on to being a guy. He had children and all that stuff.
Yeah, he did finally.
But he had a really screwed up life. I mean, he was so confused and
And basically, John Money's argument was that it was nurture, not nature, that determines gender. And that if you took someone, changed their gender at birth, and then nurtured them and brought them up as the gender they're not born to be, then they would assume that role and live a very healthy life as the gender they were assigned to.
Which doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It's not just the genital areas. It's the brain, and it's a whole bunch of other things going on there.
The nurturing's there, but it's still the biology.
Yeah.
And besides, this Dr. Reed didn't do the follow-up. He has no idea if what he was claiming worked or not anyway.
The other thing about circumcision, and this is something that a lot of people aren't, and I won't go through this entire thing. I have read it before on this show. But it's about a nurse that experienced her first circumcision assisting a doctor. And she was a student. She was filed into the newborn nursery to find a baby's strap spread eagled to a plastic board on a countertop. He was struggling against his restraints, whimpering and crying. No one was tending the infant. But when I asked my instructor if I could comfort him, she said, "Wait till the doctor gets here." When the doctor did arrive, she immediately asked the doctor if I could help the baby. He told me to put my finger into the baby's mouth. I did, and the baby sucked. I stroked his little head and spoke softly to him. He began to relax and was momentarily quiet. The silence was soon broken by a piercing scream. The baby's reaction to having his foreskin pinched and crushed as the doctor attached the clamp to his penis. The shriek intensified when the doctor inserted an instrument between the foreskin and the glands, tearing the two structures apart. The baby started shaking his head back and forth, the only part of his body free to move, as the doctor used another clamp to crush the foreskin lengthwise, which he then cut. This made the opening of the foreskin large enough to insert a circumcision instrument, the device used to protect the glands from being severed during the surgery. And it goes on about the babies just going, you know, in severe pain. And this was something that I didn't even know until I started researching this. But with infants, they rarely use even a local anesthesia. Mm-hmm. It's all done live.
That reminds me of what happened up in Luanda and around when they do circumcision on those little girls.
Yeah.
They just, no, don't circumcision, I mean, no anesthesia or nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of these girls are like 6 years old, 4 or 6, 8, 10 year old girls.
Mm-hmm.
So and they don't forget their, they don't forget it.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Circumcision, rather for either for boys or girls, is really kind of a, in my mind, a barbaric practice. Yeah. It's genital mutilation. Some of the effects of having had been circumcised is that you lose some sensitivity in the glands of the penis. The gland of the penis is supposed to be a moist membrane. Same with the clitoris. When you take away the protective covering, then all of a sudden the skin dries out, you grow thicker layers, and the nerve endings recede. I know from my own experience, because I have restored my foreskin, once you return it to a moist membrane, then you shed layers of skin, it becomes softer, and all of a sudden the nerve endings come back up closer to the surface. And for a long time, I couldn't, you know, before I restored my foreskin, I couldn't feel anything through a condom. And now, I can.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, David ever have
kids? Is that
kids?
All on the internet, too?
I'm sure you could probably, I got this book. The book I'm referring to is Decircumcision, Circumcision Practices and Foreskin Restoration Methods by Gary M. Griffin, MBA.
So if you probably use those code words, Gary Griffin, circumcision, you probably find that on the internet then.
You might. I don't even know if this book's still in print.
Well, I mean, you might find articles about
that. That's right. Like, it's a good idea. Like, you ever have kids and you don't want that to happen, maybe get a midwife or something.
Well, a lot of circumcision is done because of someone's faith or
religious. A lot of times it happens. They don't even tell you about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's basically two types of foreskin restoration. There's a surgical method, which I wouldn't recommend.
What's that? Explain. So, why you wouldn't recommend it?
Basically, they're taking skin from another part of the body.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
And grafting it onto the penis.
And where would this body? Where is this from?
Depends on the procedure. There's several different techniques, but basically it's grafting skin onto the penis.
And how long does that last? How long does
it's reconstruction? Permanent.
Does it stay on?
If it works. Yeah, now it sometimes works.
Rejection.
There's rejection
or something like that.
No, it's your own skin tissue.
Okay.
But the other thing is that the skin of the penis is very different from any other part of the body.
Yeah.
So it's going to leave a...
I guess it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very different.
Right.
Yeah, I heard the only other part that's probably similar is your nipples.
Mm-hmm. What?
The nipples.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't gonna
your
take
nipples and the lips are the only other things I can think of that might be similar to
the other. I don't think I'd want my lips removed so that I could have a foreskin. But.
He looks like that guy on Hellraiser. He's tearing his teeth together going.
Okay, well, you got the greatest pickup line then. Of, okay. You've always got two lips on your.
So you have that, and then you have what else?
The other method is a non-surgical method where you slowly stretch the skin back over by taping it over the head of the penis.
And you get that? No way.
Yeah. Your way. Yeah. And over time, the skin stretches back out.
Mm-hmm. You're kidding me.
It's the same thing that those people in Africa, when they stretch their earlobes, they put things in their ears, and then the hole would get bigger and bigger, and next thing you know, they got these big earlobes hanging out on their shoulders.
Oh,
it's the same concept.
God.
I've seen some people in the
it's the same
like
concept.
That.
What?
People with big earlobes, because they deliberately enlarge them.
And they put like little things in their lips that pierce
so
their lip.
So you can take the skin from that part area?
All you do is you take the skin from the shaft, pull it around the head of the penis, and then what I use and what they recommend in this book is to use medical tape and tape it off to
and
where it can't retract.
And how long you keep
and
it on?
You keep it on. I wore.
Do you like take do exercises with it, like sort of like do it for a while, then tape it off?
All you do is tape it off and leave it on. Leave the tape on
for
24/7. What happens is during the night you get erections throughout the night. All men do.
And you were asleep and you missed it.
Right, I missed it.
And even during the day sometimes.
What do you watch it during the day?
But even when you're not getting erections, you're still stretching the skin.
Oh my God.
Now it doesn't happen overnight. It took me a year and a half. But slowly the skin will stretch and grow and eventually cover the head of the penis.
So everybody's going to Walgreens tonight and gets a medical tape.
Well, I mean, you know, I would research
if you wanna do
this
that kind of stuff.
And learn a little bit. There's different taping methods.
Oh, my.
And some are more effective, some are less effective. There's what he calls, you know, that you can tape many different ways to keep the skin from receding back. And then later on, once you've started stretching some, they also have devices that you can use underneath.
Underneath
the skin, just at the tip of the penis, to help even stretch it further.
Okay.
So, and that, but it does take time.
You can't do it overnight.
No.
It takes a year and a half to use.
But, like I say, I went through it primarily because,
you know, I couldn't.
Well, no, because of AIDS and having to wear condoms. And I couldn't feel much through a condom. And once I restored it, all of a sudden, well, even before it was fully restored, just wearing the tape, keeping it a moist membrane again, I shed layers and layers of skin off the gland, the head of the penis, and was able to, and the nerve endings came up closer to the surface, and it became more sensitive. So I was able to feel through a condom.
It's the same thing as a vagina has the clitoris, has that extra skin that wraps around it. And most of the time, it's closed. The skin is actually submerging it because it keeps it moist. Don't want it to dry out.
Yeah.
Because you lose sensation down there.
Well, the other thing that happens is when you're circumcised, whether when you wear clothing, you're constantly moving and it's rubbing against cloth, and basically what that does is it, you know, anytime you like you work with your hands, you're going to build up some callus,
right?
You're going to build up thicker layers of skin for protection.
I can see that.
And that decreases sensitivity. So...
Yeah. My own thoughts on this, you know, hearing all this. You know, I am circumcised. Didn't ask for it, obviously.
Yeah.
And sometimes my own feelings are mixed. I'm certainly not in favor of having it done if you don't want it done.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally don't feel like I'm personally missing anything. There's just something about I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So I don't expect
many
me trying.
Men are.
Right. I don't feel a need to be stretching. I don't know. My own experience is the sensitivity is there for me.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. At the same time, I can think about, you know, me and Robin have kids, have a boy, I've got to at least question the doctor if we go to a doctor.
Actually, I'm thinking about having a midwife.
A midwife is very
good about not when the circumcised.
Talk to the doctor and find out what his or her views are. If there's some conflict, let's get the conflict out of the way at the beginning of this pregnancy, not at the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I can find a midwife that's... Yeah. Most midwives are very reasonable, and they usually don't agree on it.
I would like to say one thing about one of the pros I found on restoring my foreskin was it was very self-empowering to reclaim something that had been taken from me.
Right.
That I didn't have a choice in the matter. Now I do have a choice. And I even went to a doctor at one point and said, you know, this is what I'm considering doing. Do you have any suggestions or any guidance on this? And he kind of looked at me and said, that's just not natural.
You just probably blew him away like you just blew me away this past half hour.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Where's that book at? I would like to read this book. You probably didn't know anything about it, right?
No. He took the book with me.
No, but did he know anything like
that? Oh, not ahead of time.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about it. I never heard about it either before Gigi told me about it. When he talked about it on the first time on the air. And I was listening to it. I'm going, oh, didn't know that they could do that. That's interesting. That's a good thing.
Have to spend the time doing it, but if you're willing to do that, hey, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Right, a lot of things like that. We're willing to be patient and let
And you the need body, to learn right. the safe ways to do it. I researched everything I could get my hands on about different procedures before I even started trying it. And I kind of read everything I could find on the subject and even talked to a few people, went to a doctor, and just kind of explored it fully before I even started the stretching.
I don't understand is that God had put that skin there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they claiming they're removing it for the name of God or something don't make any sense to me. It's like, well, why did God put that there in the first place? For us to cut it off.
Well, in most cultures, circumcision originally started as a form of curtailing sexuality.
Yeah. Apparently, in some tribes, it is done as a rite of passage from into manhood. Elaborate ceremony.
But when you become a man, they do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that don't make sense. Anyway.
Baby was crying.
I've read some things that suggest, this is why they do it. And,
eventually,
we have to.
And, they do it to females in some countries, too, which is very painful.
And there's different things they try in different cultures. Sometimes there's just the removal, for females, sometimes it's just the removal of the clitoral hood. Sometimes it's a complete clitorectomy where they take out the entire clitoris.
Uh-huh.
They don't want you to have any enjoyment at all.
Oh, no. It's like only the male is supposed to enjoy, not the women. Oh, we are cattle. We're real property. We're not supposed to enjoy anything.
And in some cultures, they even sew up the entire vagina except for one little hole for urination.
Yeah, I heard they did that like in Loranda.
And for periods.
No way.
And on the wedding night, the man's supposed to stick it through there and tear it open.
Ouch. I said a lot of women that come to the United States that had that done.
So there's a lot of barbaric practices.
They do not enjoy sex. They hate sex, and they never have sex after that. It's like, it's too painful.
Yeah.
I think it's really sad that they can't enjoy something that God has given them, you know?
Or the goddess.
The great the spirit.
The energies.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's like, give me a break.
And I thought the zipper was bad.
Oh, I would have. You know what? I would have had the zipper to have
no,
that done.
No, that's not from fairy camp. Well, you experienced as a fairy camp.
Yeah. I would take the zipper any day and have that thing done to me. Trust me. The zipper is nothing compared to that. Hurts. Ow.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a break, Gigi?
Yeah, why don't we go to music break, and then we'll come back and talk, do a little wrap-up on that, and then I have a little something else I'm going to...
Okay. We're going to do some new music to us. He's been around a little bit. If you've watched The L Word, supposedly he was on the season finale performing. And if Jimmy will come in here... I'll turn down your mics now. It's some hip-hop music, but it's a little different. And I think you're going to enjoy it. It's SOCE, S-O-C-E, and this is Work Play on After Hours.
Work/play, this is the Bar Mitzvah remix. When there is something to do, it always happens later. My man Dan said, I'm a great procrastinator. Unlike DDP, who's a master elevator. When there is a job left, I am the relegator. I never sleep no more, I'm up until 4. You think you're tired? Ha! Kill your record. Too bad, there's still more to do. It just needs more for you. I got the type of drive that'll shake crush your spirit. You might start strong, but you'll learn to fear it. It starts as an echo, you can barely hear it. But eventually, you won't even get near it. I'm the taskmaster. There's stuff you haven't done yet. I'll ride your ass until you finish one set. And what I'm sipping on your salt ice cream. Never arising because it's all a pipe dream. I'm ready to be the one who's spending his free time pressing the rewind button. Oh, bring it back, y'all. Bring it back, y'all. Bring it back, y'all. All day I am up doing work. I am up, but I love the best way. I am up here. I was hanging out on the internet anyway. Checking out some pictures of pro wrestling matches. Crawl space, looking weird. Raping with the headline. Bear hug, bring your full strength. In my bed, kind. Chop shooter, deliver, butt to butt. Some customer satisfaction. Twisting and turning, I'm trapping, glistering, burning, I'm madly wishing.
Some old music, some new music.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's one of my favorite CDs.
Driving Blind.
Yes. And I've played
Don't really recommend it.
Not only on After Hours, but on Esoteric Adventures when I used to co-host that show. That was called Love Dies Laughing. It's a great CD.
I'm supposed to write this stuff down, aren't I?
Yes, you are. And before that, that was something new, and that was yours.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, Scandale.
We stuck a black tranny in the middle.
Yes, Scandale with Speakeasy.
Is that number one?
Number one,
okay,
Speakeasy.
Yeah, number one.
We usually play Afterlife, but we thought we'd treat you to something else by Scandale.
Nah, just too and too freaking lazy to turn the knob.
No. Well, we get requests for Scandale.
But you're good at turning knobs.
Yeah, I bet he is.
And kicking that all off was...
Yes.
Soce.
S-O-C-E?
Yes, all lowercase. With work/play, the Bar Mitzvah Mix.
Cute. That was what the violin was all about there.
Soce is homo hop, white, Jewish.
Uh-huh.
He's openly Jewish.
Good for him. So's my lover.
You know, the interesting question to ask him, in the hip-hop community, what is more difficult, being openly white, openly gay, or openly Jewish?
Well, you know, it's probably tough. Yeah.
Ask Mel Gibson.
Fortunately, the way has been paved for him for queer and white artists.
And like I said, he's
in the hip hop field.
He's been out for a while. He's got three CDs out. Like I said, he's been featured on the L Word. On that show, it's Soce the Elemental Wizardry.
Okay.
The Elemental. If you want to find out more about it, go to www.greathiphop.com. And right now, I'm having to review all the CDs and see which ones I can play.
Yes.
I've got one song that it's. Hold on, I'm going to be careful and do this
because the FCC because of the FCCing word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just. Hold on. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this. But
well, while you're doing that, I have to mention here that when we're talking about homo hop and queer hip hop, that we have to pay homage to one of the earliest, if not the earliest, gay hip hop groups, Rainbow Flava. And that was headed by a white bisexual man. And if you don't think that was tough 10 years ago to be doing that.
Okay, I've got to be careful with this. So I've got it set up here, so I've got the lyrics on it as well.
Oh, okay.
This is one of the songs I can't wait till it gets played up.
This way, sir. You look good, man. I'll bet you
I say the song. Sorry.
Oops.
This is the one I want to play.
Okay. you're gonna edit it on the air. Is that where you're telling
me? I'm just giving you the first part.
Oh.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? We have different qualities which help to define who we are. Who we are. Who we are. In this song, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. Who I am. Who I am. Yo. 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 Come on.
I am gay. I really am gay. I really am gay. I really am so gay. I really am so gay. I really am gay. I really am gay.
I am a homo. That's what I do. I'm feeling kind of hot. What's up with you? You want to suck my dick? You want to ask?
Whoa. That number is bad luck. There we go.
Is that all you're going to play?
That's all I can play.
Oh, man, I was really getting into that.
I'm hoping, I've asked him specifically about that song if he's going to come out with a radio edit. And he said he's working on it.
Oh, I hope he does that.
Because to do that song, it would sound like you had a telegraph operator with a hand tremor.
I see.
But no, a lot of his songs here, there are some that are, a couple of them we can play.
Oh, wait.
But it's just, I found out this from talking to a guy who's talked with him before, and it's just some interesting music. Oh, looks like we lost our caller who was holding.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I just happened to look over. If you called in and we're wanting to go on air, call back in. We're going to put you on now.
Yes, please. I'm sorry.
Oh. I was having an ego moment. But we've got, Jimmy likes the chorus in this one song. There, so. But like I said, it's very interesting. It's S-O-C-E. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you go to greathiphop.com.
Yeah, he's a song. He does a song that's like my life story.
We'll play that one. We'll group that song. Well, that's SD. We'll
I don't
group,
know if we can play that on air.
We'll group that song with I Will Swallow Him.
I Will Swallow Him, exactly. Then you have my
that is your life story.
Then that's, you have my whole life right there.
Yeah. But like I said, it's some interesting music. Jewish homo hop.
You know, next week, that's what I want to do. I want to
swallow
open
him?
A song with I Will Swallow Him by Kinsey Six and dedicate it to to Lisa's husband.
Well, hold him back here. We'll do I Will Swallow Him, and then we'll follow it up with I Just Did Your Boyfriend.
Ooh.
You need to find it. I think it's in the blue bag.
Yeah. No, it's here. I know where it is. It's in the front with all the little singles.
Can I have a tape copy
of what?
No, that was on the Bootlicker CD. I Just Did Your Boyfriend.
Yeah, but that's it's like.
No, that's Frustrated Housewives. I Know What Boys Like.
Which is
what we dedicated to Mark Foley a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I Know What Boys Like. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to have a tape copy so I can play in my neighborhood because they all play loud music, and I would like to turn up the volume and play
I Am
I
So
Will
Gay.
Swallow Him. And all these people that go by, probably in your neighborhood, they have loud music going by. You know?
Could you imagine hearing it in
Let
the fourth ward?
I love it. I threaten them, man. I told them, I'll play some gay music if you don't turn it down.
Well, we'll give you that one that I Am So Gay. I mean, it sounds
like. No, I Will Swallow Him. That is the best one. Every time they drive by,
now give Rainbow
will play it.
A copy of our opening music. Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. With the neighborhood that he lives in,
I love to be.
They
clear.
Don't understand English.
Yeah, but the problem is, yeah, but when it starts off with that klaxon there, they'll think it's a bice coming through.
I don't care. I live on private property.
I actually saw you about a month and a half ago. Driving around out in that area.
Ooh. I'm taking down signs.
Yeah, because we were you're in the Blightmobile. I was pulling up to the intersection.
Must have been because I doubt cruising is all that good out there.
And I look at the vehicle and I go, a vehicle like that, it's got to be Rainbow. And I pulled up. Rainbow one.
Yeah.
Was it full of signs?
I didn't see that much. It was over at 249 on turning onto the K Street.
Kirkendall.
Kuykendall? Kuykendall?
Kirkendall.
There's no R in it.
That's okay. There's
Kuykendall.
No, it was probably named by some.
There's no H Jersey. In Sade.
249 in Kirkendall. No, there's.
I'm sorry, not Kirkendall. Veterans.
Well, oh yeah, veterans. I'm cleaning up. I clean up veterans.
There goes your yellow bus.
See, God
dude.
Gave us that street for the New Yorkers. You know?
No, it's because it's all just German.
Like just like he gave us herpes, you know? It's just another disease for them to mispronounce, you know? Hoipies, you know?
Yeah.
It's Kuykendall, hoipies.
And now you know why we don't give Frick Tease a phone, a microphone.
Saturday morning?
I forget what's in the afternoon. Like I said, a while ago, I was coming in town and. Because I live up in Willowbrook.
Oh.
I go
on
all
purpose?
The way from 45 to Beltway 8. And I work Beltway 8 and down.
Am
Beltway
I missing trees. Something?
Well, you know, I had a good purpose for living there before, but
yes.
Now that I'm unemployed, there's no reason.
You're employed.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I forgot to tell you that.
Yeah, I'm falling right behind you there.
What the contract ended, so no more gas prices from me.
Oh, damn.
Now that you lowered the prices, you out of a job?
Well, my theory is this. See, they wanted people in the morning and the afternoon to write down gas prices.
Yeah.
And while they were able to keep raising the prices, you know, they wanted to know how much they could gouge you.
Yeah.
So they definitely could afford to pay us. But now the prices are going down, they can't afford to pay us to find out how much they need to cut their prices to stay competitive.
Oh.
So all the afternoon shifts went.
Oh, damn.
So.
I wish they'd go down a little bit more.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, back to
Binet.
No, not Binet.
I'm sorry. This is the Radical Fairies.
Radical Fairies.
It's the Radical Show. We're talking about Radical Fairies, Radical Restorations.
It's about...
Radical Restorations.
So does everybody have to...
I'm waiting for that episode of Extreme Makeover.
So does everybody have their foreskin back or what?
We don't. We just don't carry a wand. We restore the wand.
I would like to do a little wrap-up on the foreskin restoration. Are interested in learning how, don't just go out and try it. Learn some things about it. There is information if you look around a bit. There's even magazines like No Circ, and I don't know if that one's still in print, but there are some, used to be some magazines about people who have restored their foreskins. It is a complex, too complex procedure, even the stretching, to really describe it thoroughly over the airwaves. But there is information out there, so learn before you try it.
The point, though, Howard, is it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. And that's part of what we do on After Hours, is try to bring education that you won't hear other places. Well, a lot of people don't know this. They just go through life thinking, well, this is done to me, and I have no choice.
That's right.
But the truth is, you do have a choice. It may take some researching, but everybody in this room seen me naked, and you've seen my foreskin.
And I thought you were.
Yeah.
All this time.
And most of the pagans.
I did too. I didn't even know he did that.
Yeah. Most of the pagans think that I was never circumcised.
Yeah.
Till I tell them. And
what?
But there is a lot to learn about it to do it successfully. You can injure yourself if you don't learn the proper techniques.
Right.
Because if you over tighten the tape, you can cut off circulation.
And die.
Well, no. But you could lose some skin tissue down there, and you wouldn't want to do that. So I have to do my little safety message on this. Is if you're going to do something like this, research it well before you start it. But you can do it, and it can be very successful, as I can testify.
We have a testimony. from the Backwater Preacher Revival.
And the person that called in earlier, if you'd like to call back, we'd love to put you on the air and hear your questions or comments. So give us a call now. Our number is 713-526-5738. And with that, we're going to move on to my next announcement. I was going to talk about this book a little bit, but I haven't read it all yet. It's called Transforming Feminisms, Transfeminist Voices Speak Out. And I actually have an article that I wrote that they published in it. And it's called Walking in the Shadows.
Oh, you wrote it?
Not the whole book. It's an anthology. So there's about 30 authors in the book. But I do have one article in the book.
I'll be darned. It is true, people. It is true. You can get this at what bookstore?
It's coming out. My copy. Yeah. It's edited by Krista Scott Dixon. And it's put out by, I think it's Sumac Press. Yeah, Sumac Press from Canada.
And what bookstore could you probably get this at?
You can order it on Amazon.com. You can soon it'll be at a lot of bookstores, I imagine. Like I say, it's coming out. I think they gave me the date of October 18th.
Well, that's
so,
today.
Today's the 14th, 15th.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Coming out soon, so look for it. But, like I say, I do want to...
Will you be on Oprah?
I doubt it.
Oh, you never know. Sky's the limit.
Will this be Oprah's Book of the Week or something?
But I did one article in the book called Walking in the Shadows, Third Gender and Spirituality. And it's a lot about being a hermaphrodite in our current culture and some of the spiritual things I've learned. Spirituality and sexuality. So I worked a year and a half with edits and rewrites and going back and forth with the editor, so it's finally now out in print.
All right.
So I did want to announce that for those that want to read a work that I've done.
How many pages is the article?
I don't know. It's 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 pages.
Mm-hmm.
But The name of the book again, Transforming Feminisms. Transfeminist Voices Speak Out. And they have it's a wide range of subjects.
So when were you asked about that?
I just submitted my piece when they did a call for...
And when was this?
For piece writings.
When was this? How long ago?
About a year and a half ago.
And you heard from where?
Huh?
Where'd you hear this from?
Oh, I'm on many different listservs.
Oh, really?
So, it's through the bi community. All right. So...
And, of course, the GCAM is going to have to get a copy of this book.
Oh, yeah.
And autograph it, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'll autograph it.
what'd you say the overall theme of the book? It says transforming. They got the little slash mark between the word trans and word forming.
So yeah, it's about the trans point of view on feminism. So, and that's not just... MTFs, it's also FTMs.
Right.
So,
sitting here thinking about it, I find myself at least some curiosity about people who find themselves in that situation, having those feelings.
Yeah.
I'm male, I'm very comfortable with it, but I can kind of relate to it in accepting my bi side.
Mm-hmm.
But there's occasionally I feel like I'm actually made a gay man, a straight man's body, and there's kind of, that can cause some confusion as I sort that out. So I can look at what they're dealing with. And kind of get a sense of having some feelings in the body somehow don't always match.
Yeah.
Saying that, we have a relationship with Robin, enjoy being sexual with her, but they're still every now and then, they're still like, okay, I'm straight, why am I going to hang around these gay guys and wanting to learn more about them? What's that all about? So I can look at these people who are dealing with being trans, whatever, transgender, sexual, whatever, treatments. Maybe I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to claim I fully understand, but there is a sense of there's something there I'm sensing. Maybe I kind of get what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's hard,
and this isn't so much about transgender. It's really about feminism, and from a transgendered perspective.
Right.
So. Or at least that's what I'm... like I say, I just got the book the other day, a copy of it, so I haven't read any of the others that have written in it.
Do you see any familiar names in there of other people, like maybe from Houston? Were there
like I say, I haven't even... hadn't had a chance to read the book yet. But I know that mine's in there, and I also know that working with Krista Scott Dixon, she's very knowledgeable with the trans feminist perspective. So I'm sure there's a lot of good works in there. In fact, I can't wait to read some of them. So I think it's going to be a real good book.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. That guy didn't call back?
Huh?
That guy didn't?
No, we never got a call back from... From our listeners. So that's how it goes sometimes.
Oh, well.
But, then people, if anybody else wants to call in, we will take a call or two.
Yeah, we're going kind of free form tonight.
Yeah.
I do have to step in, though, at this time because it is the top of the hour, and as I said at the top of the hour last time, KPFT and Pacifica Foundation have democratized radio production and gives you, the listeners, a chance to be a part of saying what goes on KPFT and on the national level. We're upcoming with elections, and here's a candidate for the local station board.
Here at KPFT, your vote matters most. Now here's a word from one of our candidates.
This is Thomas Williams. I come to you today as our basic liberties are being attacked. The media in this country has failed to serve the public, instead focusing on serving corporate interests, right in step with the current administration. It is a time where we must stand up and defend our liberties. Freedom of speech is at center stage and must be upheld. KPFT is a valuable asset to us. We need to increase awareness and active participation in the station. As a member of the local station board, I'll actively work to protect this resource, exerting my continuous efforts to expand the listener base by actively working with underrepresented communities, working to develop new and innovative fundraising activities, and ensure that the programming is responsive to the diverse needs of the Houston region. I ask you, please support democracy and vote in the upcoming elections. A vote with KPFT is a vote for freedom. This is Thomas Williams, and I thank you for your time.
This is 90.1 KPFT, Houston.
And this is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT, Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. I have a little something to throw out here, especially since Rainbow's in the room.
Yeah.
A little bit of gay history this past week here. On October 14th, 1959, and I'm reading this, of course, from the world's greatest news gathering source in the world, the Daily Rotten. October 14th, 1959, actor and Nazi sympathizer Errol Flynn, dubbed the most despicable human being yet born, died of a heart attack in Vancouver's West End. Flynn slept with both Truman Capote and Howard Hughes. And the comment on this is, ew. I kind of agree. Yeah. And in 1977, on October 14th, during an anti-gay rally in Des Moines, Iowa, Anita Bryan gets hit in the face mid-prayer with a banana cream pie. Bryan finishes with custard dripping from her face. Father, I want you to ask that you forgive them and that we love them and that we are praying for them to be delivered from this deviant, from his deviant lifestyle. And there's a few little things of the gay in history. Of course, like I said, with a little twist coming from the fact that it's from the dailyrotten.com. That's the only queer stuff they had on here this week.
And, of course, October, for all of you who don't know, is Queer History Month.
Which is why they got their panties in a bunch in Philadelphia.
Mm.
They put it on their calendar. They're not doing anything. They just put it on the calendar, and they're like...
Oh, yeah, well, they picked the queer a month...
Yeah. Well, you know, it took me a while. I feel so bad that it took me this
long. Queer day for the month. What?
When we started talking about Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes.
Because they were doing some testing and some shows having to do with it.
Well, that's still going on.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's the last day for Queer Heritage Month because it starts mid-month to mid-month.
Yes.
It finally dawned on me what it's from, why they start when they do.
Why?
Fiestas Patrias.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Is the kickoff. Is what I'm assuming is they start it right when Fiestas Patrias, which I believe is when Mexico gained independence from France.
France or Spain or who?
Well, one of them. Fiestas Patrias and Cinco de Mayo. One of them was France and one of them Spain.
Spain. Cinco de Mayo is from Spain.
No, Cinco de Mayo just means the day of the year. Is it the day?
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May.
I know.
So that's from the French would be Fiestas Patrias.
Okay.
Isn't this week Ray Hill's birthday for some reason?
Yes, it's his birthday is right around coming out day.
I know, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ray, if you're out there.
Are we officially in the round table?
I guess.
Because
it's after 3 o'clock.
Well,
we got three quarters of it.
I want to talk about Tigger and his letter.
Which I couldn't read this week because I left my glasses
on. Oh, my God. I just feel so horrible because after 7 months, Tigger finally got a hold of a radio and was able to listen in. But 7 months ago, we were on Friday night.
I started reading part of that and my eyes went fuzzy and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. See, last night, listen to this. Last night, a buddy of mine heard that the lawyer representing the class action suit against Texas on behalf of the inmates was going to be on the prison show. By rigging up three separate antennas to his radio, two of which were wired directly into the radio and run through a window to the outside, he picked it up. I felt so jealous. No matter what I tried, I still could not get KPFT. My buddy went to bed around midnight, and I talked him into leaving his antenna up and his radio on KPFT. I then ran a headphone wire from the corner of my rack across another and into my buddy's. It just reached if I stood in the corner and didn't move much. For the first time since the last week of February, I could hear KPFT. I felt so excited. But then 1 a.m. came, and dead air didn't go off. Ah! No. I
can't blame him for
this. This can't be happening. But wait, maybe, please God, they just delayed everything an hour for the extra hour of prison show, because the first Friday of the month, the prison show is on an extra hour. And on Friday, 2 o'clock arrives and Night Sounds begins. I nearly cried. For 7 months, I have struggled every Friday night, Saturday morning, to hear y'all's voices through the static of disappointment. I never considered I was wasting my time because I knew you were out there. But now, did you change nights again? Go back to Saturday and ever get the hour back that they stole last year? I hope so. I'm going to try to do it again tonight, what I did this morning, if my buddy will let me. I know you guys don't write, and that's okay. But will someone drop me a one-sentence note my way? The news hours are, or the show has been canceled. I will gladly pay for the stamp and envelope, and he did. I have an envelope with the stamp on it.
Tigger, if you're listening, not only do that, I was going to make it a surprise, but after hearing this, put on your visitor list Chris Arison.
A-R-A-S-I-N.
And because after the one letter you sent, I wanted to come up and visit you. So if you can hear us, get it put on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I live halfway to where you're at anyway, so it's not that far. But
please, please don't be gone. I already got set off this. How much do I have to lose hope over? I love you guys.
Yeah, and unfortunately we don't, I mean, it's a crappy thing to say that we don't return.
I know, but we can't.
Emails. We can't because, sometimes the sheer number, even though, you know, some weeks we don't get any, but,
I know.
And that's...
I know. But...
We're going to take care of this.
We will write him. We will write him. On this one, Tigger is too important to the show to lose.
Yeah. So we're
way too important. Yeah. He has been with us for a very long time. We've read his letters every week, knowing that he couldn't hear.
Yeah.
But for the fact that there are other inmates out there that can listen.
Yeah, and hopefully get the word. Maybe we'll do a exchange. We can give him back smiling.
Yeah. Wow, I cough on the big ones. Whoa.
I wouldn't know. I had all those wonderful offers when he was in prison. He gets out, and then all of a sudden it's Shine Demure.
Yeah.
So again, I wasn't like Jimmy there waving the money out in the lobby. Yeah.
What?
Oh, please. You've been known to give more than scholarship.
Not in this case. No. I never slept with Smiley.
I know. I had a couple of... I was just... All these times I heard that...
Who sleeps anymore?
Heard that there was a show going on out in the lobby, and of course, I'm stuck on the microphone.
Coming in.
Yeah, I'm going to start taking up smoking so I can take breaks, too.
Oh. Oh.
There's always two shows going on right now.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And guess who's back?
Hello.
Merlin is back, folks.
Yeah. It's even more of a noise now. Somebody want to give him a chair?
The bitch is on crutches, but what the hell?
Yeah, well, yeah.
30% of part of him is gone, so let's get him some crutches.
Hey.
What?
What?
Not that
they
part,
only took,
surely.
They only took some of the fat out of my foot.
Yeah, but those were shaped as toes.
I know, and I was going to say, they needed to, because you certainly had fat feet.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, well, now if I could just get the hang of this.
Woo!
Hello.
It's good to see you, and it's good to see you out so late. I know you've been to the show a couple of times before.
And went home early.
Yeah. Because
the energy level is like...
Yeah. Well, you had this operation on your foot.
Yeah, I had basically foreign object inside foot.
Yes.
Probably from some of the metal that I use to make my jewelry and stuff.
Oh.
Which is, yeah, gets embedded in the carpet and proceeds to get embedded in my foot because I have no feeling in my feet.
Yes.
From the ankle down.
Right.
Anyhow. That
I digress.
I digress. So, yeah. So, which I do a lot. But the...
that's what we love about you.
Yeah. The, just call me Tangent Boy.
I think I have. As a matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah. The, but, yeah, and then, of course, there was that little bout of pneumonia.
Yeah. Yeah, that...
My very first bout after 11 years of pneumocystis pneumonia.
Wow.
Of course, I was in the hospital for more than a week before somebody said, by the way, you are aware that we're treating you for pneumocystis, right? I'm like, no, no. But thank you for telling me. I'm like, I knew I had pneumonia, but thank you for telling me.
Mm.
Yeah, and then my and my T-cells had tanked and stuff like that. And oh, well. And
you now, look great.
Now I have the flatulent cow attached to my foot. I have this back machine, and it's basically doing all kinds of wonderful things for the healing of this foot.
Oh, good.
Which is almost done. Yay. Mm. However, every few seconds, every couple of minutes, you know, two, 3, 5 minutes or so, it sounds like a cow letting off some methane.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, so anyhow, yeah, it's been an interesting... And I've been here when you haven't been here.
Right.
And, okay. and you've had other things going on. And,
oh, God.
In the last few weeks.
Yes.
And I was finally feeling well enough to be vertical. And
vertical, so overrated.
I've even gotten out and about and been doing my usual walks on my crutches, and people are like, what the hell is he doing?
The, instead of the walking stick, you now have two crutches.
Yeah. Every time I go out, I run into people who are like, where's your stick?
Yeah.
It's like, do you not see these two crutches under my arms? It's like, do you...
how do you think I would hold a stick?
How would I hold the stick? Somebody suggested that I should rope the thing to my... Should strap the thing to my back because it's so a part of my whole...
Character.
Yeah. Somebody suggested I should, like...
Too bad you didn't have it with him so you could have shoved it up the rafters.
Yeah. Well, actually, originally when you came out, I had told Robert, I said, you just need to take it and attach it to the IV pole.
There you go. Love it.
You know, the... thankfully, I don't have any IVs that I have to... I mean, but this should be gone in a matter of a few...
Months.
Weeks. No. hopefully. Hey, I have a doctor's appointment on Monday, so, you know, it's like, it's, with the foot doctor, who, mind you, is only 4 blocks away from my apartment.
That helps.
Yeah. The And I still get somebody to drive me there.
The hell? 4 blocks is 4 blocks.
4 blocks
when you're
is
on 4 crutches.
Blocks when it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
So I go and maybe this time around. She said that there's a possibility that if it looks good, as good as it was getting, she'll take the machine off this time around.
Oh,
but
good.
We'll see.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah, I'm back. I actually got to go to a few things recently. Scott and I went to several movies,
recently.
And, yeah.
Anything
he's been
good?
Trying to get me out of the house. He's either brought movies over or taken me out to see him. Yeah, we went to go see The Illusionist the other day. Fabulous movie.
Really?
Beautiful period piece. Sort of creepy, sweet, sort of sad love
story. Creepy
sweet. It actually...
Creepy
sweet. It has a few creepy moments, but it's mostly sort of a melancholy love story kind of thing that ends up well, but you... And I could almost choreograph how it was going to end, but it was still worth getting there.
Good.
Kind of thing.
Good.
And then he brought over a gay... he came over and he brought over a gay slasher flick.
Oh, which one? Which one?
Hellbent.
Really?
Which is hysterical. It's freaking hysterical.
I want to see that.
It's so frillin' funny.
Yes.
Because it's just so funny because, I mean, it borrows from, like... every slasher, it borrows themes from like two-thirds of the slasher flicks that you've ever seen.
I recently read Dead Bodies, and
everybody, I find it interesting that supposedly all of the actors who were playing gay, none of them are actually gay.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. And one of them, I swear to God, I'm like, I know this actor. Oh, yeah, he's on Passions now. The soap opera, that
Supernatural.
Supernatural soap opera.
Oh.
Which is just...
I stopped watching it when they got rid of the midget.
Yeah, well, they've got that...
Is it cheesy?
There's an actress who plays a witch, and she's been around for decades and decades. I don't remember what the first... I remember seeing her on a TV series when I was, like, this tall.
He is indicating very short.
Very short.
About crotch high.
Yeah, yeah, when I was...
When
I was crotch high. And, She, and I don't know her name, but she's one of those people, the minute you see her, you know who she is.
Yeah.
She's got this blonde hair, and she played like a... She played a mother or a nanny or something, and strange things were always... coincidences were always happening to this character.
Oh.
Anyhow, now she's an old lady and playing a witch.
Yeah.
And not a particularly... Well, she wasn't playing a particularly nice one. You know how far-fetched from reality a show is... Well, it's a soap opera.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But anyhow, getting back to Hellbent.
Now you know why he's Tangent Boy.
Now you know why I'm Tangent Boy. The show, basically, it's your... Everybody, but of everybody ends up dead except, of course, the star of the show and his boyfriend and or the guy who he wants to make his boyfriend by the end of the series, by the end of the series of events, and it all occurs on Halloween at a San Francisco esque Halloween celebration, and everybody in... Oh, and the bad guy...
Is this a direct-to-DVD type of thing? Yes.
Yeah. Direct to any gay and lesbian film festival, and then to DVD.
I see. You know. So that's why we haven't seen it, yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, and it's got the gore level of, you know, headless bodies.
Yeah.
Because the bad guy likes to take the heads with him.
Oh.
And he's dressed in leather pants, no shirt, and a devil mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the standard... it's like, don't go into the basement alone. Don't go into the fun house by yourself.
Right.
You know, things like this.
Right.
God. And, you know, it's got some really hot guys in it.
And anytime the character says, I'll see you in just a minute,
that's the minute.
Here we go. This will help you. Two gay men on a date are murdered the night before Halloween in West Hollywood, California. Eddie...
I warned you.
Is that impeccable timing or what?
Sound effects.
Oh, that's funny. That is too funny.
I'm trying to do the movie tone guy's voice, and all of a sudden,
I love that.
I did warn you.
Yes.
Eddie and his friends Joey, Chaz, and Toby.
That's
Toby with an EY.
That's so queer.
Are going out the following night to the West Hollywood Halloween Festival when they encounter the psycho, who sets his eyes on them. The killer stalks them through a festival as Chaz parties. Joey chases his jock crush. Toby tries dressing in drag. And Eddie pursues Jake, the bad boy he wants to get to know better. Not until the very end do you find out who dies and who survives their night of terror.
You find out who dies before that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't find out who lives.
Hmm?
Is this at a theater or is this at...
No.
This is on DVD.
I was reading the... I went to IMDb.
And what's the name of it?
Hellbent.
IMBD.
Was it at a theater? Did I miss it or what?
I don't know.
No, it was only... Honey, weren't you listening? It was at...
Did you miss the first half of this conversation?
Gay film fests and then direct to DVD.
Oh, yeah, here's a guy that was on Passions. He plays Noah.
Yeah.
He was also on JAG.
Keep thinking that show Passion is an updated...
He's got pretty
Dark
eyes.
Shadows or something.
Very, very pretty eyes.
That's one of them. He's the guy he plays Eddie.
Hell, they all...
There's Chaz.
And supposedly none of them are.
Oh, please!
Please!
He's the older one.
And you don't get to see a whole lot, except there's one good mooning scene.
Oh.
They moon the killer. Not realizing that later this killer would kill them all. Well, not all of them.
Ooh. I guess I have to rent it from Netflix.
I think that's the one who played the little brother.
Joey.
Yeah.
That's Joey. Toby doesn't have a picture. On that.
Look for the drag queen. Maybe there it is.
The movie is rated R for strong horror, violence, and gore, sexual content, language, and drug use.
Yeah, sexual content. I mean,
it's all
opening,
because it's gay.
Opening scene, the guy's getting a
blowjob
as
I will swallow him.
And then pretends and then proceeds to, you know, usually when you're at that point, the phrase losing it usually refers to getting off. No, he loses it from about there up.
From about neck up.
Yeah.
Okay.
His head's out the window and it goes bye-bye.
Okay, here's a trivia little statement about this movie that'll tell you what kind of movie you're getting into.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The Meat Locker, the fetish club featured in the movie, is in reality a church.
Oh.
When filming ran late on Saturday night, the crew had to race to remove all the hanging rubber corpses before Sunday service.
Oh, my.
That's beautiful. That's funny.
And a little, couple little trivia things.
Yeah, it was just, it was too
I read about this in The Advocate just recently.
So.
I love it. Well, you know, they filmed, there's a long tradition of people filming strange stuff in churches.
I think the same guy that did this has just made another one.
From the co-creator of Halloween and the executive producer of Nightmare on Elm Street, Hellbent, When the Night Belongs to the Devil and the Party Goes to Hell.
Yes.
That's the cover or the poster of it.
Lovely.
Yeah. And that's the killer right there with the horns and the thing. Yeah. That was a fun movie. Scott has a twisted sense of humor, so we get to see
something to rent for Halloween.
Twisted.
Well, there is this other one. I don't remember the title of it. I rented it over at Hollywood Video.
By the way, he says hello.
Hello.
Since he couldn't make it this week.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gay vampire movie, and it was practically softcore.
Practically softcore.
What you can get at Hollywood Video. Not Hollywood as in the gay bookstore. Hollywood Video as in the national chain.
Oh, okay.
No erections.
You mean like
no erections? But you did see
some dick.
Yeah.
It's interesting because
I saw the steak. I wouldn't mind getting stuck.
There was a thing called the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
That I mean, you know,
a straight movie?
It's basically a straight movie, but the closest thing I saw to gayness is, you know, these gorgeous guys who all get enthralled with the main bad guy character.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one scene that's about an eighth of a second gay, where he sort of licks one of the guys or something.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I think I've had like Brotherhood 3.
Yes. I've only seen one of them.
I don't know. So. I've got to find when that movie Covenant comes out on DVD.
Yeah, I want to see that. I didn't get to see it. Thanks to all of this nonsense with the foot, I didn't get to see that while
it's,
it was
it's
in.
It's similar. They call it like Charmed. Not Charmed.
Charmed?
Not Charmed. What was
Angel?
That one? No, it was the movie with the girls.
Buffy?
No. Who were a coven?
Craft.
The Craft. It's like the Craft, but
the Craft
for boys.
With boys.
Oh.
Very, very pretty boys.
Oh.
not only are they warlocks and live forever, they're swimmers.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, indeed.
God, and I hate it when they call them warlocks.
Well, I don't know what they were. Isn't that the male equivalent of
no.
a male? No, okay.
The male equivalent of a witch is a witch. A witch is a witch. Modern-day witches do not use the word warlock.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Warlock, because we know the history of what the word warlock means. Warlock, by tradition, means oath-breaker.
Oh.
Oh.
The word warlock is made up of two words which together mean oathbreaker, which meant somebody who would enter a coven in order to actually destroy the group. Their intense purpose. Today, by modern Wiccan standards, a witch is a witch, whether they're male or female.
Gotcha.
Unless, of course, they happen to be a druid or...
So witch goes both ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Which way?
And so do a
witch goes which way?
And, and most witches do. This way.
A guy tells you he's a warlock. You know,
he's watched too many... He's sat through the craft one too many times.
And he doesn't know the first thing about Wicca.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we take... Yeah, and if they don't know the phrase, and it harm none, we know.
I just recently bought a book on gay Wicca.
Oh, who? Penzac or?
I don't know.
There's two of them, Gay Witchcraft and Gay Wicca, that I know
of. I think I bought the Gay Wicca.
He thought he was getting a DIY book on Wicker.
No.
Wicker, please. Wicking. Anyhow.
Thankfully, Goddess isn't going to strike me down for making comments like that.
She's got a better sense of humor than the other one. If you don't think the gods have a sense of humor, take a look at the platypus. Or the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
that reminds me of something. There is a new cartoon out.
Oh.
It's god-awful. But it has a gay character in it.
Cartoon, like in the newspapers or like on TV?
Like on the television.
Okay.
Comedy Central, new show called Freak Show, features a group of sideshow freaks who use their supernatural powers to aid the world.
Of course.
Supposedly, you know, they get their information from a U.S. government official who works in either a photo mat booth or a drive-thru at Wendy's.
It's the Americans with Disabilities Act version of Super Friends.
Yeah. Now, there's one that's a premature baby, one that's a guy who's just really tall. The bearded clam is an overweight woman with a beard, and she lives in a clam shell.
That is so rude.
Conjoined
a bearded
twins.
Clam.
Yeah. A pair of conjoined twins. Fish,
yeah.
And their super ability is their ability to separate.
Ooh. Cute.
But
and what we got? Super Sucker for the gay guy?
The Log Cabin Republican.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
His special ability is turning into...
Uh-huh.
A leather daddy bear.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, and what happens is, in each one of the episodes, they gather together, they fuse their personas together, and get covered over by the bearded clam.
Oh, God.
And they turn into something to attack the evildoers.
Okay.
In the first episode, they turned into a male model. The second episode, supposedly they were turning into Lady Diana because she was going out to kill the paparazzi.
Oh, God.
But is this a Japanese, like...
No. This is
like Japanimation kind of...
No.
Okay.
David Cross.
Okay.
Is one who did that.
I was just wondering because, you know, the Japanese are famous for those taking separate things, turning it into one big bad thing and making a monster out of it.
It's just, it's twisted. And like I said, but, you know, it's another gay character we have. I'd rather they bring back Fred Savage.
Yeah, right. You just sort of look at it and go...
You know, he's still hot now that he's an adult.
I realize...
And a breeder.
Yeah.
His wife popped out one.
Oh, well.
That we, you know... Well, you know, it took African Americans, 500 years? It took us...
Yeah.
But... A little alacrity on the whole gay rights thing would be nice, so that, you know, that every character that we don't, you know, the more characters that we see on TV are not the flaming little, you know, stereotypes of all of us. It's like we were just discussing there in the lobby, speaking of the show in the lobby, the fact that this group of people, and we've talked about this before, here on the air, that we're not all one kind of fact.
Oh my God, no! That's why I love the roundtable, because it's queers from all over, all kinds, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have
different
Nilly
opinions. Yeah,
ones, we have the butch ones, we have the big ones,
we have diversity.
We do
the redheaded ones and the and the goth ones and the
and the
people who don't even set off the radar ones. I mean, you know, it's the gaydar.
So who's the new guy who got ridden this morning?
Oh, that's Sean.
Sean.
That's Sean.
He's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We refer to him as Sean of the Dead. Because he could sit there and you wouldn't know he's alive because he doesn't say anything.
I've got
the fact that he woke up, and that doesn't surprise me, because, you know, the fact that he woke up does.
Ah.
The fact that, and he's, I'm sure he, if he can hear this right now, he's loving the fact that we're discussing
I'll
him.
I'll bet he is, yeah. Now, he's the guy who woke up and someone was
turning the shade.
Someone was attached to his penis.
Someone was attached to him, yes.
Yes.
By God, that's a
from the back end, yes.
Isn't that a wonderful way to wake up?
Isn't it?
I looked when I was in that fancy hotel last month. I checked and there was no sort of concierge service for that. with a mint on my pillow.
Yes.
I don't need 5 mints on my pillow. I need 2 lips on the organ.
the freaking system. And I can relate this back to. I can actually make a joke out of this back to my situation with the foot.
Okay.
I got a phone call from Medicaid the other day telling me that we understand that you were looking to have a provider for the house, you know, somebody to do the cooking, the cleaning, whatever.
Yeah.
And I resisted the temptation to say, what I need them to do, you guys don't provide. Number one.
Well, it depends on who they say.
And and number two... I was like, you could have sent this. It takes them 2 weeks to get somebody.
Sure, it's been 2 months.
It's been 2 months. And they suddenly decide to call me about this.
Boy, that person's, whoever they send's going to have a hell of a lot of work to do.
I'm looking at in the meantime, I've had friends doing my, and I love them all, I've had friends do my laundry, I've had friends take my garbage out, I've done most of my own cooking, except for a couple of friends who have brought food over on occasion when I just didn't have it to,
and so you got
to be cooking that day.
So you ate well those days.
Yes. And have you... Yeah. Have you ever tried to cook a pot of pasta while you're sitting in a wheelchair?
No.
When you're not sitting, when you're used to being 2 feet taller?
your arm is, like, above your head.
I watched a show on PBS the other day about little people.
Yes.
About people who deal with dwarfism.
Yes.
And I suddenly understood what they meant. Because inside my apartment, if I want to carry anything, I can't use the crutches.
That's right.
So I use the wheelchair.
Sure.
And
you've got a small apartment.
And I've got a very small apartment.
Yes.
I mean, bigger than some efficiencies, I grant you, but small.
It's still small, yeah.
And the pasta pot from the... just from the distance from the stove to the sink, which ain't that far.
No.
That's not how you can sit in your lap.
I've seen your kitchen, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to set it in my lap, all 280 degrees of it. The first time I tried it, I damn near did burn myself.
No.
But I got the hang of it.
Uh-huh.
I also got the hang of standing on one foot, sort of like a crane. It was just, you know. It's because, you know, my doctors will kill me if I stand on both feet.
Yeah.
You know. Anyhow. Yes, it's been fun inside my apartment.
Yes, I see that. Yes.
The speed at which our medical system works.
Oh. Ooh.
Our Medicaid and Medicare. Come here.
Let me check you.
I'll hook you up with Dominic and let him tell you some of the stories.
Yeah, same thing.
I just found out here. The reason to get logo. I'm trying to change the subject to something happier.
What's this?
Logo TV. They're, you know, everyone's doing
reality.
How do
you get logo if you're on cable?
Well, you have to wait. Hopefully when Comcast takes over completely, they're talking about it.
Damn.
But I, with DirecTV, they're having a reality TV series here called Jacob and Joshua.
Ooh.
Nemesis Rising. Identical gay twins, Jacob and Joshua, are small-town Montana boys in search of pop stardom in L.A. Take a look at Jacob and Joshua.
Identical twins, except for the...
How come one's blonde?
Seriously blonde hair on one of them. And seriously dark.
They do make it in a bottle.
Yeah. Although I knew a pair of fraternal twins who the only difference you could tell was one was black hair, one had blonde hair, and it was natural.
But they look pretty, I know. I
the
mean,
blonde kind of looks like that guy from that religious group.
Yeah, when I first saw the picture up here, I was thinking Jason and DeMarco.
Yeah.
But, you
who
know.
Have gone kind of
more pop
lately, from what I understand. Yeah. Anyhow.
But I'll tell you, I mean, you know.
That's because they want to sell some CDs.
Yeah.
I mean, if
Jacob and Joshua.
If these guys really want to break into show business, Chi-Chi, I've got some stars for you. I saw Chi-Chi in the documentary, not as Chi-Chi as Jerry.
Or whatever.
I
forget what his real name is.
I don't know.
HBO's had a couple different things on lately. They actually show gay porn stars.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too bad I don't have cable. $50 a month. No, thank you.
But here's a little interesting thing. So
on
topical.
HBO and Sundance, it's $77.
Mm. For basic? All I got.
Digital.
Everything's digital now.
Yeah.
It's like...
Gay congressman implicated in the First Page scandal has passed away.
Oh, Gary Studs.
Studs died.
Gary Studs. What an appropriately sounding name. Oh, please. This is just... This almost sounds too made up when you start looking at this.
I think he was the first one who ever came out.
Yeah. Former Representative Gary Studs became the first openly gay member of Congress when his sexuality was exposed during a teenage Page scandal, died early Saturday. He was 69. Scripts don't write themselves like
that. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
First of all, his last name is Studs, and he died at the age of 69. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
And he had a relationship with a teenage page, which included a trip to Europe.
Ooh.
He's much more generous than Mark.
Than Mark, apparently. Well, you know, Mark's a Republican. A new millennium Republican. So.
Yeah. He said it was a very serious error in judgment, but he did not apologize and defended the relationship as a consensual relationship with a young adult. The former page appeared publicly with Studs in support of him.
Really? Is that what that was? Yeah. That was in support?
Well, okay. You know, hard to say. This was back years ago. This was, doesn't say when this was, when his scandal occurred.
Speaking of which, I don't think that the current scandal, I don't think the pages from the current scandal are being all that supportive from what I understand.
Well, the one that we did the radio play of, you know, it turns out that he was 18 when he wrote that stuff. There's nothing saying that he touched any of the kids, which actually would have been legal. It'd be unethical under congressional standards,
but it would have been
in the District of Columbia. The age of consent was 16, so
yeah,
that part would have been legal
if it just hadn't been that whole internet thing. You know?
Yeah, well, like I said, when we first started this, you know, he's probably kicking himself finding out now that AOL allows you to archive your messages. And I mean,
I have a friend who just was dying. He was rolling over at the prospect that a congressman could possibly be prosecuted under a law that he helped create.
Oh, yeah. that got John Walsh on
that
the TV
just
a lot of times.
Got me.
It goes back to the biblical days, the guy who built the gallows and it ended up, he got killed.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go.
King Ahab.
Exactly.
I had a picture on here before.
The gallows.
Yeah,
you gotta love that.
He built the gallows for this guy, and he ended up
getting his head taken off.
Being the one that was hanged, whatever. However you say that in this room here.
Getting his neck stretched.
Yeah.
For those of you who listen to KPFT, you know, most of us are considered to be anti-war. But here's a way on this show you can definitely want to help show your support for the troops, and it's not by putting a magnet on the back of your car. It's by buying a calendar.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello. Marines pose for a beefcake calendar. It's a stopgap effort to help people where the government programs left off, said Rudy Reyes, who served two tours of duty in Iraq and one in Afghanistan, is on the and he's on the calendar's cover.
Mm.
Here we go. Photos from all 12 months. Hello.
That's too... Hello.
Most of them are shirtless.
One of them's almost faceless.
Which...
The guy in the corner who looks like he's trying to be the green man.
Yeah. He's September. I see December.
I mean, hello. Whoa. Hello.
I'm enjoying.
I could go for some chocolate.
The...
Yeah.
Oh. He comes very close to having a bullet head.
Look at the muscles on that guy.
He's got like almost...
Jimmy's going to be kicking himself if he hears what he's missing.
Oh, Jimmy!
All right. There's a man.
The website is Freedom Is Not Free.
Years ago, there was a Marine that was a poster child, or how you would call it, poster person for the, he was a gay, guy, a gay Marine.
I'm looking forward to the endless possibilities of this next election.
There's a...
Ooh.
For $15?
That's worth $15 right there. That's quite possibly worth a whole lot more than $15.
Is that right?
But,
yeah. I don't know, but my mouth just went dry.
when are we going to get the video in here so we can see? They can see us all here. On.
So Big Brother can watch us here, too?
Oh, there you go. That's a porn star.
He has...
Something saluting it. It's not my hand. attention! Oh,
Freedom is not free.
Freedomisnotfree.com, where you can get the calendar.
Oh, my God.
Do we get to see his
web? Oh, we got attention now. That's a... Oh, the beautiful men fighting for our country.
Can I have this website later?
Or formerly fighting for our country, even...
I'd get it for you for Christmas, what your mom will say.
Let's go take a boat ride. Which one is that?
Notice he's leaning on that...
Mr. June?
You notice he's leaning on that thing that he's sitting next to? There's a reason for that. That water's probably trying to take him off his feet.
Storm my beaches. Okay.
Hello.
I sort of like this one. What month is he?
He's November.
No, Mr. November. All right.
Ooh. Mr. November has a sort of...
Slender.
I don't know. There's something...
There's something
starish about him.
Uh-huh. It's the blonde hair. If you look down, he's probably got white socks with yellow stripes.
Yeah. That 70s sort of porn star thing.
That 70s porn.
That 70s porn.
Oh, Jimmy's finally showed up.
Finally, Jimmy shows up to see the fun and adventure.
I was on the EJ's
team. Well, I heard somebody say $15. That kind of reminded me of the sign that I wear sometimes. Since 1966, still only
$15.
$15. Yes.
Oh,
who is that?
That's Mr. June on the Freedom Is Not Free calendar.
Ooh.
They're raising money to help FETs because, you know...
I bet he's not free either.
Because our government is so bad at dealing with them.
None of these guys are free.
It's amazing how we...
Are they real Marines?
Yeah.
They are?
Ooh. Honest to God?
That means they all put out. That means they're all bottoms.
I'm sure they love that.
Leathernecks. You like leather? They're leathernecks.
So freedomisnotfree.com.
Yeah, I'd like to see some of them in some leather. Or a leather sling. So. One of the two.
Where are you going now? I can see the bumper stickers now. Mm-hmm. And I have a Marine calendar on
there. I'm trying to see. Like I said, they had pictures of the guy on here, of the... Going back to where we were, the kid in the
yes. Oh, look, it's Kim Jong Icky.
Mm-hmm.
make fun of his
Jordan.
Hair.
Somebody should make fun of that
okay,
hair.
Okay, folks.
What?
Back in there and get some headphones on. We've got a caller.
Oh, God. Don't tell me the FCC wouldn't come after us.
No, we've got a caller. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you need headphones for this.
Right. Yeah, that means I have to get up.
I'm sorry. What, you want my headphones?
I don't want to get up.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, ready?
I guess so. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Big Roy.
Oh, you did that. You were interrupting us for him.
We got all our headphones on to hear you.
Hi, honey.
Hey, hey everybody.
Stop.
Anyways, I just wanted to say, go ahead, buy that calendar, because you know soldiers have bigger guns.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're the one who called to tell me about the article in the Chronicle.
Oh, yeah.
You want to expound on that?
Oh, yeah, and in today's Houston Chronicle, the editorial section, which on Sunday is called The Outlook, on the front page is a great big editorial encouraging people to come out of the closet.
Well, what would you expect on the section called Outlook?
But, and, you know, I think this is the first time that since I've lived in Houston since 82, I think this is the first time I've ever seen a major editorial encouraging people to come out of the closet.
No. What are they trying to be? The Post?
Who wrote it?
I don't have a copy of it with me right here, right now.
Okay.
But you can't miss it. You can't miss it. I mean, it's right there in the front page.
Sounds fabu. May give me a reason to buy a paper.
I heard that.
Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
I've got two more articles. For GCAM, coming out of the editorial pages of the Houston Comical.
Yeah.
One of them is about the elderly folks within the Houston gay community.
Well, like, who would that be?
Me.
and the group that they have.
It's called Spry?
Yes. There's a big article on Spry.
And how old do you have to be elderly?
60.
Five more years. Oh, excuse me. Three more years.
Yeah. Don't worry, Rainbow. You're close behind us.
Maybe I get that all-adult complex again. We were cheated out in 1988. They all went to families.
Yeah,
remember that day?
Yeah, I remember that.
Rosewood Estates fell apart.
Yes.
Oh, that was were the days.
Those were definitely the days. And don't forget Westmoreland Square.
Oh, yes.
Westmoreland Square. I mean, when everything changed in 1988, that was too much, you know.
Yep.
Peppermint Palace.
Oh, that was in 85.
Goodness. Okay, here we go, down memory lane.
All right, well, y'all be good.
Okay, thank you, Roy.
So where are you at, Roy?
Bye. He's at work.
Where's he working?
He is, I believe he's still, he's back to being a security guard.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Keeping us safe from terrorists.
Yeah.
Big Roy.
Careful. Careful. He's listening.
The only way Big Roy would be called a stopgap is, well, physically stopping a gap.
Ouch.
Stopping at the gap.
Ouch.
Although, you know, he did volunteer with Homeland Security because he wanted to help on the border project to be part of the wall. Because his fear is the only way he's going to get a Mexican to jump him.
That is so sad, but true.
He has amazingly good luck at attracting gentlemen callers.
Yeah, I know. He still uses the phone service to do that.
Desperation on both halves.
Oh. Ouch.
I love you, Roy.
So what else is going on?
Yesterday
was the first time that ever that I can remember that there were no new publications available. The Voice has gone to once a month. The Twit hasn't been out in a couple of weeks now. It started up and then I guess it went out of business again. The Jam is only every other week.
And Red.
And Red is monthly.
It's almost okay, like it's now a good time to mention
time
that
I think go to
the
a
voice
gay bar.
Looks stupid.
So, I mean, we don't have a weekly publication
That's
in Houston
sad.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Now, you can go to the Voice website, and they say they updated it, but I haven't been there.
I was just thinking of that. I'll click on here. And
because I just, you know, I'm used
Your
to...
Your internet's for porn.
I'm sorry.
Well, of course.
God.
Of course.
I'm sorry.
Duh.
But, you know, is it an absolute... Mm-hmm. crime that I actually prefer to read a paper than look at anything on a computer.
But you're killing the trees.
Oh, shit.
Right. You're not saving a tree.
And somebody hand the forms to for him to fill out on himself.
Yeah, well, you know,
well,
by definition, I may be a tree hugger, but I still like reading a newspaper.
Why is it all going on like that? What's
I don't
happening?
Know.
What is happening?
It's
I don't know.
It comes to money.
Is it because the community has... spread out is not so much located here.
And now there's not even a paper that.
Although it's always been that way, but now it's really.
Well, I think.
I've seen what's in the New Voices.
I think what's happened is that it's the advertising dollar. And while we. The gay press does attract straight businesses now, it's not uncommon for gay businesses to be able to advertise in more widely. Publicized, you know, like the Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
They accept ads now from gay businesses. So,
yeah, but see, also when you go to the internet, they'll do different things because I never saw this type of article in the Houston Voice.
What?
A Royal Ball for All about the ICOH.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes. And there's a picture in here of Chanel and Mark. I think what it is they're changing up different ways and doing it a different story.
Who wrote it?
Claire Thoreau Mestefi.
Oh.
It's because it only costs $30 to $50 to run a website, whereas running all those things.
Yeah, online. I mean, there's with that. Actually, I just realized I shouldn't be bad mouthing them too much.
No.
Are they cutting back on their staff too by doing this?
Next week or two, I'm in it.
They moved to smaller offices, and probably they are devoting more time to online stuff. But not everyone has a computer.
Right.
I don't own a computer.
See, and
don't own a cell phone either.
I wish I didn't. Of course, there's only three people who have the number.
And they never call.
Once people start going into the correct bathroom stall, they'll find out your phone number.
Hey. I called you tonight. You weren't home.
Oh.
I guess she was watering the plants.
If you call his house phone, you'll never get him.
No. Wait a minute. You mean the buildings that he's written his phone number in are still standing?
Well, his original phone number, those buildings are torn down.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
When he first got here to Houston, you know, when he had to go in with the hammer and the chisel.
I thought the same.
Call me. My phone number is 7.
I just remembered.
My phone number is XIIX.
When I first got my phone...
You were Klondike.
It was Jackson.
That's what when they
not the president.
Dial.
No,
It was rotary dial.
Yeah, I mean that's what kind of confused me.
It was Jackson 4, and the rest of my number.
Right. When they
actually 7892. I mean, I'm in the book.
Yeah, you are in the book.
When I think it was Brandon put the thing up on LSA of that gay guide,
mm-hmm.
that gay bar guide.
Yes,
and from 1971. It's like all the bars, the phone number was
yes.
that word with five
numbers. Jackson, yeah.
It's like, what sort of weird stuff is this?
When I was a kid, our phone number was OX.
He doesn't know me very well.
OX?
Oxford.
Wow.
Called advertisement.
Wow.
Well, Jimmy, every time you write your name, your number and name on the bathroom wall, you got to remember after next week, probably the city's going to change this new law about graffiti, and the owner has to remove that every 10 days, so you have to go back.
That's only on the outside.
Have you know, I have never had to write my own phone number on bathroom
walls.
Others do it for me. It's reference material.
Another form, networking?
Yes.
I love the artistic work that some people do on bathroom, on superstore bathroom stalls.
Oh?
Yes. So, apparently, there's a lot of gay boys out there who aren't gay anywhere else, except in their artwork on the walls.
Oh,
of,
my.
Of
well, share some addresses. I've got a lovely site I can post them to.
Well, you know, there's
I get extra points if I put a picture of it.
Walgreens, and there's Walmart, and, you know, places.
Yes,
like
you get
that.
A free month membership if you include a picture of the place.
I mean, oh, my God. It's like, and there's some very accurate depictions of the male anatomy in some of these stalls. It never ceases to amaze me. People are so talented.
Ladies and gentlemen, this train wreck is about ready to pull into station.
Yay!
Oh, I see. Yes.
And we get to leave the chilling confines of KPFT.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know you don't want to stick out there for too long.
Where's the mail calendar?
We're ordering a couple of them.
Hey, give them as gifts of our KPFT.
I think they make great Christmas gifts. I want to see it. Let me see this.
It's online. Freedomisn'tfree.com.
Oh, it's online.
It's don't worry.
Soldiers who need
help. They work for the Marines, so they're all bottoms.
I don't care.
That works for me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is After Hours. It's Queer Radio.
Queer Radio with Attitude, in case you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, sometimes we're not acting as much queer, but, you know, we're acting with a lot of attitude.
Yeah, we sure are.
So, it's the end of this show. Next week, hopefully, if everything works right, and
Christopher
watches what he puts in his mouth.
Oh.
There will be Black on Black, followed by the poetry, if David's feeling well enough. Take this letter.
Yes.
So, this is After Hours. We're going to... I'm going to stick a fork in it early. I'm going to put the PSAs on.
We're over.
The election stuff. Get ready. From the people I see around here, it looks like it's time to click the heels and go for the Messerschmitt-Ville domination happy hour. Right?
It depends on who's dominating. Yeah. How happy you will be.
Aha! Hey, Jimmy didn't hear that.
Wait a minute. What?
The world domination happy hour. It depends on who's dominating if how happy you'll be.
We'll
have to give that line to Max. Alrighty, here's more election news. And we will be back next week.
Here at KPFT, your vote matters most. Now here's a word from one of our candidates. KPFT is pleased to announce the names of our 15 candidates in the 2006 local station board election. Congratulations and good luck to James Allen, Teresa Allen, Wesley Bethune, Donald Cook, Bill Crozier, Emmett Abadido, Ben Freeland, Joseph Kay, Mike Martin, Rick Potsoff, Bob Sanborn, Wendy Schrell, Brian Swain, Thomas Williams, and Susan Young. Check them out online at kpft.org and stay tuned for updates about live candidate events and parties. A few weeks from now, voting members will receive a ballot in the mail. Once you have ranked your favorites, send it in. The only ballots that count are the ones that you send back to us. Your vote matters most. Thanks for voting. For Radio for Peace, 90.1 KPFT Pacifica, Houston. Here at KPFT, your vote matters most. Now here's a word from one of our candidates.
Hello, listeners. My name is Wesley Bethune, and I wish to serve you on the LSB. In real estate, it's all about location. And in media, it's all about timing. Music overwhelmingly occupies drive time, and progressive voices are relegated to less desirable times. I believe that more parity between the music interests and the news and issues interests will help KPFT have a stronger voice and get stronger support. We can all get along if we try. And isn't that better than having longer pledge drives or pursuing corporate underwriting? I'm Wesley Bethune, and if you elect me to the board, I will challenge the LSB to be more transparent. And I'll work to bring back regular town hall meetings to ensure that your concerns and interests are heard by the board and management. My name is Wesley Bethune, and I want your vote. Thank you.
This is KPFT Houston.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the Messerschmitt
World domination happy.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.